This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. Republican voters will decide whether former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish or businessman Tim Michaels squares off against incumbent Governor Tony Evers in the fall. The Democrats will advance Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in the U.S. Senate race after all other candidates bowed out of that race. Polls close about 8 o'clock tonight, and a light turnout is expected. Because of Tuesday's primary, the Oshkosh City Council will meet on Wednesday night. The council is expected to give the go-ahead to a new Panda Express to replace the Golden Corral on Keller Road. The council will also hear from City Manager Mark Roloff and his plan to use American Rescue Plan money. The city has better than $20 million in federal funds. The council wants 75% of that money to go for infrastructure projects, while 25% will go to nonprofit agencies. Page 2, Winnebago County has its first case of the monkeypox. The unidentified patient is in isolation. The health department says the risk to the public remains low at this time. Meanwhile, Winnebago County remains in the medium category for COVID-19. The county is still averaging 55 cases per day. Tomorrow's Walk-In Wednesday COVID-19 vaccination clinic is back at the Expo Center after last week's Winnebago County Fair. It has been 1 month since the Luz Cruz was sidelined after it was hit by a speedboat on the Fox River. As of this report, the riverboat has yet to get back into the water, and no word on when it may be back in operation. The Paint's new exhibit, Nature of Light, opened last night to already great reviews. The exhibition includes dozens of lighted sculptures inside the mansion along with the grounds. You can make your reservation on the Paint website. You have until late October to take in that exhibit. And this Thursday's Waterfest could be one for the record books. The Beach Boys will take over the Leach Amphitheater, performing 2 75-minute sets. Gates open about 5:30 on Thursday, with the show getting underway about 7 o'clock. Hope to see you there. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.